Now, living responsibly is not necessarily what those at the Nitro Circus do, Brownie.
Yeah, you could say that for sure.
Wild, wild childs. G'day, Ads.
How are you, boys?
Adam Peacock joining us.
This is your neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, you're very lost, aren't you?
Very, very lost.
I don't know how you feel, especially you, Joel, being from the other side, yeah. Like the Shire.
Yeah.
But when I go down there, it feels like Shelbyville.
Yeah, well, you know what? When I'm here, if I get lost, I just listen. You know, most people look for the sun. I listen out for the Eagle Rock.
Okay. And
if I know it's the Eagle Rock, I'm heading east.
I have a question. Brownie, are you from the Northern Beaches? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually disgusted that Manly wasn't in either of your top eights, yes.
Well, Turbo's pulled his hammy. Could be out for...
Yeah, in the shower.
Yeah. Please. Boys,
yes.
Our panel operator, Gibbo, who's from the Northern Beaches,
says
that every time Eagle Rock comes on at a pub or a club or a disco, you take your pants off.
No comment.
Oh, so it's true. It's a true thing.
I don't go to those things anymore.
Anymore.
But no. What about you growing up?
No, it didn't happen, but it gets you going. Gets a few tingly parts going.
Okay. I've never heard of this.
You feel a vibe straight away.
We
right.
Don't, you feel
we don't
proud. Hear it. We don't hear it at the ground very often these days, unfortunately.
No, but
so.
You heard that. You
well, when they
that
come
golden,
out, we hear it.
Golden period.
When you go overseas and you hear Down Under... by Men at Work, and you get all nostalgic and, you know, patriotic and everything. That's how you feel when Eagle Rock comes on as
right,
Manly fan.
Okay.
Ah. So around the grounds on Saturday, Nick Davis is joining you moving forward.
Yes, hopefully Nick knows, but he's on Saturday mornings, 9 till 12, because Scott Sattler is doing the league coverage in the afternoons with SEN. So, Nicholas Davis will join us and talk about that game against Geelong in 2005 and other things a lot.
Well, boys, let's talk about the combination of Adam Peacock, Nitro Circus, and what we're all here about.
Well, I'll tell you, I was down here to have a meeting and sign Fletch up to backflip a tricycle on a big ramp in April, so that's why I'm here. I didn't know I was even coming on here.
When you settled my court case, when you broke four ribs and punched in my lung, when I jumped off a stupid... crane for Nitro Circus.
No one held a gun to your head.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
What's the
Gary Burns
did. What's the statute of limitations?
It's how long's it been now?
So it's not long enough.
It's 14. Yeah, I didn't even get it. I didn't get anything. Nothing. Not even a visit.
Or a free
ticket. I'm here now.
I got some morphine.
I'm here now. So, I do apologise. We're going to right the wrongs, and we're going to send you on a trike. Backflip at R. Willie Land on the Sunshine Coast. And good news, I can tell you, Ryan's mum actually broke her back last weekend on
That's
the slip
news.
And slide. Yeah.
Great
but
news. She,
but she's going to walk again. So,
oh, great.
So
is that fair dinkum?
It's 100% fair dinkum.
When you say the slip and slide, is that the normal one or those hectic ones with the clothesline?
What do you think?
Man-made into the murky waters of R. Willie Land, yes.
I'm pumped for R. Willie Land.
Yeah.
I went to an R. Willie Land once, but I don't think it's the same sort of thing.
It's in Canberra.
No, it was in Surry Hills.
Surry Hills. Red light out the front.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was. What are we about? We're doing a fundraiser in 2 weeks' time on the beaches. We annually, a guy, Robbie Pisto, up at Fitzham Gym at Marnival, I'll give him a plug. We combine to do this fundraiser to raise a few dollars for a local cause. This time, my daughter's actually got juvenile arthritis, and we've just started a foundation with the help of a lot of other smarter people than I to raise some awareness and money, because not a lot is known about it. Many kids go to a doctor and say, I've got growing pains, it won't go away and stuff. A lot of kids walk away undiagnosed. They've got juvenile arthritis, but there's no real way to tell. So we're trying to raise money.
What's the treatment of it? How do they...
Well, she picked it up because her blood markers were so high that she ended up in hospital, and then they eventually narrowed it down. We were lucky. She probably had it for 12 months without us knowing. She's 5 now, so she had it when she was nearly 4, so 3. And then she eventually got through it. Now she's on a biologic called Humira, so every second week she has this big bloody needle that goes into her, and it's not much fun, but that's helped her. Anyway, we started a foundation to help raise money in the eyes of politicians and even educators, the medical world as well, because people aren't diagnosing it, and we're just trying to kickstart it a bit. So we're aiming to raise just over 20. We're up to 16 already, 20,000.
Good on you.
So we're up to 16,000. We're going to go Narrabeen Lake. We're going to paddle it once, run it twice around on the track, and then ride it 3 times.
Wow.
So on
some of us
Friday
are.
Fortnight. Some of us.
Jack Bird, he has arthritis.
Juvenile arthritis?
I'm pretty sure he had it as a kid.
Really?
And definitely.
Wow.
I know he had it.
Not because of all the knee injuries, and he's got it,
no, it was
subsequent
prior
to that.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what age does it kick in.
I'll chase it up because we need as many people out there kind of spreading the word.
You know, I love you doing it. I love when parents share the word. I'm going to share the word on one of my kids has a thing called sensory processing disorder, and I knew nothing about it, and many, many people don't. One in 20 people have sensory processing disorder, so they need the pressure. You hear about those pressurized blankets and weighted blankets and touch feel and those sorts of things. And one in 20, that's one in every classroom has sensory processing disorder. So if you've got a young kid out there that's quite agitated about various things, go and check it out. And
like, also, they don't like being touched, or
they need to be wrestled around and touched and those sorts of things.
Have a blanket in their hand or
Sorts of things. One in 20 kids has it, and majority are undiagnosed. So, but back to your cause, you're raising money for awareness for juvenile
arthritis.
Yep. So well done, gentlemen. And
cheers.
This same kid, by the way, Brownie.
Yes.
We've had so many big guests on this program, driver Joel and Fletch. Dad, you had R. Willie on your show.
Oh, no way. Yeah, he's...
I had no idea. How many followers did he have?
He just ticked over 1.6 million YouTube subscribers. I think he's got about 4 million across all his social channels. We'll get him a signed scooter and some merchandise for sure. So he loved...
And we can put it on where?
We can put it on Mervs.
No, this is too good for Mervs.
Okay, we won't put it on Mervs.
Kelly stuff's probably on Mervs.
Yes. It is. Yeah, there you go. R. Kelly sheets. How much?
Yes.
99 cents.
It's in the kids section.
There you go. So,
hey...
So just
too much. How do we get there that quick?
I don't know. It's 5 to 6. It's nearly there. Hey, Brownie, can I ask you about R. Willie?
Yes, you can.
And the upcoming Nitro Games. So they're going to be held in Brisbane?
Yeah, Brisbane, Suncorp Stadium, October 23rd, 24th. If things go to plan, I think it will be the biggest outdoor event in Australia in 2021 post-COVID, because we're over 2 days, so I think we can get more numbers than what a game at the MCG can get. And obviously ANZ Stadium is
going to go in the bubble out the front of it for that weekend again.
No, Hindy's pumped to do the bubble. I'm off. You know what we're doing this year.
It's not COVID safe, surely.
Can I tell him? I can't tell him what we're doing yet. Signed legal contracts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've signed a, what do you call it?
NDA.
No
NDA.
Disclosure. Non-disclosure agreement.
NDA. What a day, boys. Had a good day today.
Yeah, bloody oath. Gentlemen.
You enjoy the beaches?
Love
do you
the
love
beaches.
Coming up here?
Yeah, Eastern suburbs,
so in another 3 more years, you'll be up here? 2025?
Two and a half.
You won't get you?
Never get me.
So, boys, just repeat, how do people get involved if they want to be... part of what you're trying to do here.
Loop the Lake, easiest way is through
Loop the Lake.
Yeah, my social media, which it's all over that, Adam Peacock 3 on Twitter.
Yep.
And have a look there. There's a link right there to what we're doing, and you can just donate. It's through Facebook. Yeah. It's all sweet. Yeah, they'll just get your data, but that's all right.
Sonia?
Joseph
Garner.
So they'll just get your data. But yeah, donate straight away. You don't need to do anything else, or you can come down on the day. We'll be down at Narrabeen Lake. We're putting a few beers on at the end of the day and
having a barbie. Plenty of four pints down there.
Yeah, we've got the Carlton United guys involved to provide us beer. I'm not sure if they're chucking us the four pints.
The four pints will be right down there. There's no question about that. Brownie, thank you for your time, mate.
Thank you, boys, for having us. Yeah, we're looking forward to doing
did you
a
sign
lot
him?
More work.
Did you get him?
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. It's a done deal.
Do I get to jump into like all the foam?
No,
balls?
Airbag. You get like an airbag landed to start. Yeah.
That was what the problem was last time, wasn't it?
No, I landed on the other airbag. That's what I did. Pine mine.
Well, it's a bigger airbag now, isn't it? So,
can you get to something that big?
Hey, gentlemen, we've got to run. We appreciate
Thanks,
time.
Boys.
Adam Peacock, Brownie from Nitro Circus. We do appreciate that.
Thanks, boys.